Okay, so I had a planned layover in Michigan. I was supposed to meet some of my family, but there was drama happening, and I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I'm driving down the road, and my hands, unbidden, turn the wheel of the rental car away from all that and start taking me in a new direction, a whole other highway. I'm wondering where we're going, but when I feel myself relaxing, I think maybe my hands know what they're doing. I'm riding up to farm country outside of Marlette, Michigan, where I lived as a boy. And again, that seems like a very good idea. It's kind of end of the summer, beautiful outside. I haven't seen anybody up there in years, way past time. And if I'm really lucky, I'll catch our former neighbors, the Page family, around lunchtime. I used to practically live at their house. It occurs to me to call ahead. Hell no, I'm not calling ahead. I'm showing up. The more I drive, the more familiar it is. I remember this place. I remember that farm. They used to have a yellow barn. Yellow barn. There used to be a pasture over where that trailer is. The closer I get, the bigger my smile. I fell out of that tree, that one right there. Bust my head wide open. Fine. The few family farms left still go by the old ways, which means everyone working eats lunch and dinner. I mean, lunch and supper. They eat together, prepared by the missus. I pull up, and the smell. I know exactly what Miss Page cooked, because I used to eat that very same blackberry cobbler as a boy. I haven't seen these people in well over a decade, but I don't knock. I walk in through the kitchen, see everybody sitting around the dining room table, and just ask if they mind if I have a little something to eat. Papa Page doesn't blink.
It's big city. Big city, come back out to the farm.
I stop Miss Page from piling my plate long enough to get a hug, get a what's up chest bump from the sons. They introduce me to some of the farmhands, Charlie, Juan, Hector. We get basic greetings out the way, but I hear the farm clock ticking. I realize I've cost them a few minutes. Papa Page is like,
"You're staying here tonight, of course. Me and the boys, we're gonna finish baling that hay. We'll catch up after supper. See you in a few hours, city."
All the fellas start getting up, heading towards the barn. I'm like, oh, what you talking about? I'm here to work.
City, you don't know from working out here.
Shh. I'm not even trying to hear this noise. Rule number one, you do not just sit around on a farm. It's not done.
You understand. We're baling hay, right?
Now my dander's up. They think I'm some lost suburbanite who doesn't know which end of a barn door to open. You think I forgot how to bale hay?
And that takes us to rule number two on the farm. Don't just keep talking once a decision's made.
You'll never ever meet a chatty farmer. There is no such thing.
So we go out to the barn. There's a huge load of hay bales and a conveyor.
Once the bale of hay pops off the conveyor, you pass it hand to hand to hand until someone stacks it.
It's heavy, hard, manly work. It's been a long time. I can't wait. I take my place in line. I'm ready, Jack.
It takes me 30, maybe 40 seconds to realize why everyone's looking at me, curious. I've made the biggest rookie mistake there is. The biggest. I'm wearing a t-shirt and shorts. There's a reason everyone's wearing thick jeans and long shirts on one of the hottest days of the year. When you're tossing hay bales from one person to the other, they cut as if they're made of broken glass. And we gotta empty three entire truckloads.
stack them in the barn. I've talked a big game, a huge game. Which brings us to rule number 3. Don't say jack to farmers that you can't back up. So we go, and we go, and we go until every truck sits empty. And I'm broken, barely able to walk. But I walk toward the house. I ask Miss Page if I can please clean up before supper. The shower stings hot. I look down at the water, red with blood and pride and stupidity. Now I put on my jeans. Now I find a long sleeve shirt. I sit down at the table. I hurt too much to smile. I look too pitiful for them not to.
Looks like we should have found some paperwork for you to do, Big City.
Paperwork. I strain to stab potatoes onto my fork and lift my hand towards my mouth. It hurts, it hurts, it hurts, it hurts. Even as I struggle, even as they laugh, I know that this is a way better layover than the one I had planned.